Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from What's on Disney Plus. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Thor: Dark World ahead of the release of the upcoming Loki series on Disney Plus. So we'll jump in and have a look at some of these action involving Loki. Thor: Dark World, one of the strangest and one of the most unforgiving Marvel movies, often considered the worst Marvel movie from the MCU. Watching it back again this past week, I was just there going, this is a strange movie. It's like aspects to it that I thought was good. And there's other aspects going, this really just, where is this all going to? It didn't seem to, like, I don't know. It's such a strange, like, you know, the villain. I mean, Christopher Eccleston is so great in pretty much everything he does. And he hated this movie. He despised it. He's been very vocal about the fact that he hated it. And, you know, they did over his voice and they could barely see him. I mean, they could have put anybody in, which was a shame. And there's some really good aspects to this movie, which helps set up Thor and all the rest of it. But it's just lost in this, like, meandering, like, you know, big thing in the sky, got to blow it up. And that's kind of, it's just, I think the trouble is at this point of the MCU has got so much better at telling stories. And this kind of went back to maybe like a 1990s superhero movie and kind of maybe got a little bit too caught up in trying to connect everything. What do you think of it?
It's a movie. It's okay. It is bottom tier of the MCU for me. I would still like it better than Iron Man 2, but those are the two worst MCU movies, in my opinion. There's so much, it feels like a big missed opportunity. There's so much potential for greatness there that they just kind of let slip to stay on a rigid rigid storyline instead of veering off when they needed to. And that's kind of why I think this one is so not well regarded. Also, you know, it followed Iron Man 3, which has its own its own problems. And what really hurt this one in the view of the public, in my opinion, is the next movie after this is Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which is so good that it just magnified the problems with this one, because you're looking at the one right before it, you're like, ooh, how would they go from this to this? You know?
Yeah. Well, for me, one of the things I really disliked about it was kind of the way that they involved Jane Foster. You know, they made her this big thing where they, like, well, why on earth did it have to go through her? You know, like why was she, you know, and it was just like, really? This is like...
narrative.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, that was the one thing for me. I was just going, this is just so generic. That was the one, you know, I know they had to bring her in. And I mean, this is the whole thing. I know that she's coming back for Thor: Love and Thunder. But this and the Thor movie, which she just didn't, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest, it's just as a whole, you know, with this and the Star Wars ones, she just always just comes across as very plain, on a plain Jane. And it's just that kind of thing, like, you know, and even Odin and that are like going, well, why are you bothered about this? Are human? And then they're kind of looking and going, why are you bothered about this? You know, just like, I don't know, it's just something about it just doesn't connect with me. And, you know, just seeing him brooding around, and obviously he's been on. But I mean, visually, I mean, it looks fantastic. You know, the whole thing with Loki kind of working together because of the sort of for their mum, I thought that was great. You know, the kind of little bit of, you know, seeing them working together. And we see more of it in Thor Ragnarok, but we start seeing that kind of redemption of him after Avengers. Which I think that was the bit I liked. That was the thing, that having them together was what I really enjoyed about it. What about you?
Yeah, you know, Loki is the highlight of this film, as he is most of the things he's in. That's why I'm really excited for his series. The Natalie Portman thing, I do think she has better romantic chemistry with Chris Hemsworth than she ever did with Hayden Christensen. I like Jane Foster better than Padme Amidala, but... You know, it's still kind of like I said, I was honestly more excited to see Darcy back. I get just like, you know.
Yeah, post WandaVision, you kind of look at her and kind of go, because really, I mean, we hadn't seen her after this for six, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's, I do like Kat Dennings and a lot of things she's in. So, and then her quips are just funny. She's the comedic relief of this film.
Yeah.
Which I think maybe what Taika Waititi went was like, says, I like that part. Let's make it funny. But they didn't bring her back, but they still, like, hey, get some quips in there for Ragnarok. It's okay. And Stellan Skarsgård running around in his underwear was hysterical to me. The guy who is a really good actor and should be taken so seriously most of the time, clearly doing something that should not be taken seriously, is great. It's a nice branch out for him.
I like it. It's one of those weird things. Like, I mean, having just Thor taking on the elves, you know, and I didn't mind all of that. That whole aspect of the story of like there being something kind of pulling them together and he's got to stop it, and that I didn't mind so much. I think it was just the whole thing of why did they have to put it into Jane to kind of it felt forced. That was my one. We've always got to have that object that they want to get. They've all got to, you know, they get this, they can blow the world up or universe up if they get. But I think making her the object just kind of was like, you could have just, I know they had to do it to keep her in it, especially with so much going on. But that was my one issue there. I just didn't really gel with it. Will I watch this movie again? Probably at some point, but I'm watching it back now going, I was sitting there going, how many times have I seen this? Because I haven't seen this one as many. It was quite a I haven't seen this one very much. I don't think I've, you know. I think I actually even had it on Blu-ray and never even took it out the cellophane. That was one of the, you know, like when you buy a movie and go, oh yeah, I saw that at the cinema. And then you put it on the shelf and you then realize years later, you take it, oh, it's still in the cellophane.
Yeah, this is not one that I'm ever going to sit there and say, yep, I'm going to watch Thor the Dark World now. But if I'm trying to watch them either in release order or chronological order, I'm still going to watch it then.
Yeah.
It's, kind of like some of the middle Bond movies in there that people forget about. You're like, oh yeah, I watched that when I watch them in order, but I never get excited for it. That's kind of what this is. It's just, you know, it's there. Mm. It's fine. It's not object. It's not bad. It's just good.
I've kind of got to put that in a little tone relief. Like, this is not a bad movie. You know,
not talking Wonder Woman 1984 here. That was a bad movie.
I haven't seen that one yet. That one's on. Don't. I only just watched Aquaman, so I'm still kind of slowly making more. But yeah, it's just, I think the trouble is, again, with the MCU so big now and so interconnected. And we're also, I mean, you look at it, especially like for us now, of us getting like a new TV episode every week. You know, we're being spoilt with the amount of content we've got, and the quality is so much higher, you know, nearly 8 years on. They can tell these kind of stories that maybe they wouldn't have done back then. But yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm going to give this one probably a 3.5 out of 5. It's not bad. It's just not great. It's very much, if I was to rank the MCU movies, this is at the bottom. But if I was to rank superhero movies, there's a lot worse than this.
That's the thing. You got to take it, you know, measure it out. MCU, like I said, I like it a little better than Iron Man 2. They're my two bottom ones. What I'd give Iron Man 2? I don't remember. This is like a 1.5 to a 2. Yeah. But, you know, it's still better than 90% of the DCEU. It's still better than, you know, oh dear God, the later... Oh, what was that? Like the third Blade movie, or like Spawn, or some of those things that were just ugh. Or the Fantastic Four from 2015. Ooh, it's not that bad.
It's still a solid movie, and it's enjoyable. There's lots of enjoyable moments in it. There's plenty of humor, lots of little bits in there. I mean, the fact you get little Captain America cameo in here as well, and there's lots of nice little things. You know, I liked Odin in here as well, of like what he's doing, and it just helps set up. I mean, if this movie wasn't so good, we wouldn't have had, you know, Thor Ragnarok, and we got Love and Thunder. You know, these are characters which almost can now, even with like Dark World, still kind of move on and prove that they are worth your time. But yeah, so definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen it. But maybe as a kind of a lower end of if you've got it, if I was to advise anyone on what movies to watch from Marvel, this wouldn't have been on it.
No, it would not have been.
No. But on that note, we'd love to hear your thoughts of Thor Dark World. Love to hear what you guys think. Remember, you can go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. You can find us on all the different audio and video platforms. Also, patrons and YouTube channel members get early access to these episodes as a perk for us helping support us. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.